Directors take heed. Liquidation does not extinguish liability under Section 13A of the Pension Funds Act. Lies de la Harpe, Senior Legal Advisor, Regulatory Unit at Sanlam. Sections 13, 1, and 2 of the Pension Funds Act 24 of 1956, read together with FSCA Conduct Standard 1 of 2022, RF, imposes a duty on the participating employer under a retirement fund to calculate and pay over to the fund the contributions, payable in terms of the fund's rules, on a monthly basis and to furnish to the fund certain prescribed information. The non-payment or late payment of contributions by an employer could result in personal liability for certain individuals within the employer and constitutes a criminal offence. If the employer fails to notify the fund of the identities of the applicable individuals, all the directors of the employer will be personally liable for the non-payment or late payment of contributions. Does this personal liability survive the liquidation of an employer? Yes. As confirmed recently in the Financial Services Tribunal, FST, matter discussed below. Transport Sector Retirement Fund versus PFA and Others Case No. PFA 3-2026. The complaint concerns the alleged failure by the first respondent, Jack Transport, T. Limited, the employer, to pay arrear pension fund contributions due to the applicant in terms of Section 13A of the Pension Funds Act, as well as the alleged personal liability of the second and third respondents as persons responsible for the financial management of the employer. At the time of the complaint, the employer was in the process of voluntary liquidation. On this basis, in the adjudicator's view, it was precluded from dealing with the complaint as it related to arrear contributions where the employer was no longer in business and as such, in its view, any order compelling payment would be futile. The complaint was accordingly dismissed due to a lack of jurisdiction. The central issues before the FST were the following. The scope of the adjudicator's jurisdiction under Section 30A of the Pension Funds Act, the proper interpretation and effect of Section 13A, particularly Section 13A, 8, whether the liquidation or operational status of the employer affects jurisdiction, and whether considerations of alleged futility can constitute a jurisdictional bar. Jurisdiction is determined by statute. The adjudicator is required to determine complaints that fall within Section 30A of the Pension Funds Act. A complaint includes disputes concerning the payment of contributions. Accordingly, a complaint concerning the non-payment of pension fund contributions falls squarely within that jurisdiction. Moreover, jurisdiction is concerned with the power to determine a dispute, not the ease with which a resulting order may be enforced. With regards to contributions, Section 13A imposes obligations on employers to pay contributions timely and in full. Section 13A, 8, provides that persons who are regularly involved in the management of the employer's overall financial affairs are personally liable for compliance with Section 13A and for the payment of contributions. In addition, Section 13A, 9, supplements this regime by providing mechanisms for identifying such responsible persons. The Pension Funds Act makes no particular reference to the employer's business status, nor does it make it a requirement that the employer must have ability to pay. The fact that an employer is in liquidation or no longer trading therefore does not remove the adjudicator's jurisdiction. The interpretation of Section 13A, 8, was confirmed in Engineering Industries Pension Fund and another versus Installair, T. Limited and others. Case No. 1633-2023, the 16th of January 2025. In that matter, the court held that Section 13A, 8, creates a direct statutory basis for personal liability, enabling funds to hold directors liable for unpaid contributions without the need to pierce the corporate veil. The court granted relief against the directors notwithstanding that the employer was in liquidation. The FST concluded that the adjudicator erred in dismissing the claim on the basis of jurisdiction and accordingly upheld the application for reconsideration. This case sums it up clearly. Section 13, 8, of the Pension Funds Act creates a direct statutory personal liability. This liability is not derivative of the employer's liability but exists independently and attaches to those persons responsible for the employer's financial affairs. It is specifically designed to address situations where the employer fails to meet its obligations, thereby preventing the evasion of such obligations through corporate structures or financial distress. As such, the fact that an employer is in liquidation or no longer trading does not absolve the directors from personal liability for arrear contributions. Ends. Author at Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam Plus posts bio at Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam Direct Marketing. Unpacking the conflict between the amended CPA regulations and POPIA at Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam Impact of the Revenue Laws Amendment Act, 2025. On Provident Preservation Fund members at Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam King V and the Concept of Independence. Impact on Retirement Fund Board of Trustees at Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam King V Code on Corporate Governance. Getting ready for its implementation at Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam National Assembly approves Revenue Laws Amendment Bill, 2025. At Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam FSCA publishes budget, estimates of expenditure, levies and fees proposals at Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam Section 37D deduction in respect of damages caused to an employer, obtaining an interdict against a fund preventing it from releasing fund benefits at Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam Ombud Council publishes draft rules for the Office of the Pension Funds Adjudicator at Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam is it not time for our law to make provision for the deposition of an affidavit virtually? At Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam Financial Services Tribunal reaffirms the pension fund's adjudicator's jurisdiction when it comes to enforcing divorce orders at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam The Constitutional Court weighs in on the distribution of death benefits in terms of Section 37C of the Pension Funds Act at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes final conduct standard-setting requirements for pension fund benefit administrators at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes joint communication on cloud computing and data offshoring at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam Fund Death Benefits. The weight of a beneficiary nomination. At Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam Tribunal rules on FSCA's authority to impose time limits on exemptions granted in terms of Section 7B of the Pension Funds Act at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA intends keeping a keen eye on fees charged on two-pot savings withdrawal claims at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam APAIA request for information is not a pre-discovery tool at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam OPFA Communication 1 of 2025 update on application of in duplum rule at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes conduct standard prescribing requirements for financial institutions providing financial education initiatives at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam The Risk in Material Non-Disclosure at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam Fund Benefits and Third-Party Bank Accounts at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam recent adjudicator determination highlights importance of following S37D process at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam to be married or not to be. At Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam Section 2B of the Wills Act, the effect of divorce on your will at Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam non-payment of retirement fund contributions, the risk of being held personally liable at Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam legal expert unpacks the expropriation bill at Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam litigants take heed, the pitfalls of relying on artificial intelligence at Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam Treasury publishes the Draft Revenue Laws Amendment Bill, 2025 at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam Update from National Treasury on the Draft Revenue Laws Amendment Bill, 2024 at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam Deduction from Fund Benefits in Respect of Damages Caused to an Employer. The limitations set out in the Pension Funds Act at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes Request for Information in Respect of Board Members of Retirement Funds at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam Death Benefits and Section 37C. The Duty to Identify and Trace Dependents. At Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam Two-Pot Truths for Essays Burning Retirement Questions at Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam FSCA publishes Request for Information on Charges and Fees Charged on Two-Pot Savings Withdrawal Claims at Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam Pension Funds Adjudicator publishes Communication on the Two-Pot System at Lise de la Harpe, Sanlam Treasury publishes the Draft Revenue Laws Amendment Bill, 2024 at Lise de la Harpe. Sanlam Pension Funds Amendment Bill, 2024 Impact on Treatment of Maintenance Orders at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam Ombud Council publishes its new rules at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes draft forms for Section 14 transfers in terms of the Pension Funds Act at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam, what happens when the nominated beneficiary predeceases the policyholder? At L'Aise de la Harpe, Sanlam urges South Africans to pause before withdrawing at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes final joint standard on cybersecurity and cyber resilience requirements for financial institutions at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam Divorce Amendment Bill signed into law at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes proposed amendments to the conditions for Section 14 transfers in terms of the Pension Funds Act at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam ASISA publishes updated guidelines on the protection of personal information at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam Two Pots Pension Laws Amendment Bill 2024 adopted by Parliament at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam FSCA publishes the final interpretation ruling 1 of 2024, RF, on the application of Section 37C of the Pension Funds Act, 1956 at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam Two Pots Update Treasury publishes Draft Revenue Laws Second Amendment Bill, 2024 at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam Two Pots. National Assembly passes Revenue Laws, RLAB, Bill the 20th of February 2024 at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam Two Pots. FSCA today published requirements for rule amendments at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam Contractual Capacity of Minors. At L'Aise de la Harpe, Sanlam Pension Interest and the Joint Estate. The Impact of the Indaba Judgment at L'Aise de la Harpe. Sanlam, can you depose an affidavit virtually? At L'Aise de la Harpe, Sanlam Two Pot Retirement System. Reset back to the 1st of March 2024. Share on your socials.